Good morning and welcome to worship on this All Saints Sunday as we remember especially those from our congregation who have died since the previous All Saints Day. There are 14 of our members that will be remembered today, but you will also be invited to remember other loved ones before that final bell tolls during the prayers of the church. As we prepare our hearts for worship, I invite all who are able to stand for the opening hymn for All the Saints. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also
with you.
Thank you.
Would you join your hearts with me in prayer? Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated and prepare your hearts and your ears to hear the Word of God.
Our first reading this morning is from the book of Daniel. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote them down. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my heart, of my head, terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for those four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord. Thank you. Our second reading comes from Ephesians chapter 1. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. For above all rule and authority and power and domain, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus looked up to his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, on this All Saints Sunday in the year of our Lord 2022, as we transition from daylight saving time to standard time, I'd like to begin by asking you to imagine with me the whole world, that continuous cycle that we have come to understand as 24-hour periods of time that make up a full day, and how those days turn into weeks, followed by months and years and decades and millennia. Imagine that while most of us were fast asleep, the sun had already begun to rise in the east, and the faithful saints and sinners in faraway places were already gathering to worship our God who created the heavens and the earth, who became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth, our God who came upon the disciples at Pentecost and set the Spirit loose in the world, our God in whom we have now gathered together to worship and to give God our thanks and praise. Now imagine, if you will, all those Christians all around the world having already gathered, or are in the midst of gathering, or will soon be gathering in places much like this sanctuary, or in house churches, or storefronts in strip malls, or by flowing waters, or perhaps in pitched tents on desert hillsides. Our siblings in Christ in the Southwest and the Midwest here in the U.S. are perhaps already winding down their worship for this morning, and some on the East Coast are already making their way home. Imagine those across the Atlantic Ocean, that wide body of water, moving on with their day as they continue throughout this first day of the All Saints Sunday. Imagine them moving along on their day, or perhaps sitting down for an evening meal. And then at this moment, imagine parents in Ukraine and Russia who may be putting their kids to bed with a kiss and a prayer for peace. My point is that we are continuously surrounded by all the living, breathing saints and sinners all around the world, as well as those who have gone before us in faith throughout all times and in all places. Meanwhile, we are also surrounded by the living, breathing saints and sinners who are present with us here this morning, here and now, in this place, at this time. And through the gift of technology, that includes those of you who are worshiping with us from home. In his commentary on Luke, New Testament scholar and seminary professor emeritus David Teedy writes, "All Saints' Day is a witness to God's way of blessing the world, not simply reinforcing the entitlement of the privileged to the way things are, but revealing God's justice fulfilled in mercy." Teedy goes on to write, "The first miracle of All Saints' Day is about God, whose holy reign is still at work in the lives and likes of us. And the second miracle of All Saints' Day is about us and how our lives are transformed. We forgiven sinners are called and sent to be ordinary saints in God's world, enacting God's love and justice." End of quote. To put it another way, empowered by the Holy Spirit, ordinary saints and sinners like you and me, and who I might add are what but one small part of Christ's body, the church, are called to do extraordinary things. Things that will make for justice and peace for the sake of this world God so loves. Things like feeding the hungry, tending the sick, comforting the bereaved, caring for God's creation, and striving together for peace and justice in all the earth. Here at Central, we are a community of saints and sinners who, as our mission statement asserts, are seeking to be the hands and the feet of Jesus by loving God and one another, by nurturing faithful living, by serving those in need, and by sharing the gospel. There's one more thing about All Saints Sunday that I'd like you to think about this morning. At the text study earlier this week, I was struck by a comment Pastor Steve Dow made, pastor of Bethesda, our sister congregation. As we gathered around the table, shared traditions of our respective faith communities around All Saints Sunday, Pastor Steve shared with us that on All Saints Sunday, he likes to remind his congregation that it's going to be a lot more crowded at the altar this morning. It struck a chord with me because that's true for us as well. It's going to be a lot more crowded at the altar today. In just a few moments, we'll remember the saints from Central who have died since last All Saints Day. And before the final bell tolls, we'll pause so that you can remember the loved ones in your lives, either aloud or silently in your hearts. You can hold those loved ones, not just from the past year, but from your entire lifetimes. Name those aloud or hold those in your heart. And then we will hear the final bell toll. Afterwards, as we do each Sunday, we'll remember the night Jesus was betrayed, the night in which he shared a meal with his faithful followers, his first disciples. And at that meal, Jesus said to his friends, "This is my body given for you, and this is my blood poured out for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So today, rather than the continuous communion that we've shared in many recent weeks and months, you will once again be invited to come to the altar rail and to receive the sacrament. And it should feel a little crowded, because just as we do whenever we share this meal together, we'll be gathering with the whole host of heaven and the communion of saints, past, present, and even future. As you partake of this meal today, I'd like to encourage you to imagine, to picture all those saints in your life who now rest from their labors. Imagine them kneeling or standing or sitting beside you. Remember, too, the beloved from our congregation who have received the final commendation as sheep of God's fold, lambs of God's flock, sinners of Christ's own redeeming. Remember the promises that God made to each of these beloved saints in the waters of baptism, how they were drowned with Christ in his death and raised up with Christ in his resurrection. And having received the fullness of God's promise, they have been received into the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, into God's mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of all the saints in light. Finally, on this All Saints Sunday, remember that you are surrounded by the saints in light, that great cloud of witnesses from age to age who join with us in the Holy Communion, and who with us, the living saints all around the world, are joined together into the mystical body of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who has been victorious and raised from death once for all, so that all who are saints and sinners might live a brand new life. All praise and honor and glory be to God, who was, who is, and who always shall be, forever and ever and ever. and ever. Amen. Be seated. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation. God comforts us in our sorrows so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God. Thanks be to God. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. United with the saints across every time and place and the whole host of heaven, let us pray for the church, the world, and all people according to their need. Holy God, your church rests on the faithful who came before us. Grateful for their example, we ask that you continue to equip us to discern your will for this time and place, and for those who will come after us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, the earth is yours and all that dwells within it. Use our collective resources to care for places ravaged by fires, floods, and other disasters, and empower us to faithfully care for your whole creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, you raise up leaders to govern your people. As we vote to elect these public servants, guide our decisions and inspire us to work together with them for justice and peace in all the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, be with all who are in need of your healing presence. Especially this day, we remember before you Betsy Berg, Joy Lathrop, Lori Lund, Chris Prescott, Marnie Reinmuth, Alice Rotschein, Pastor Ben, and all who are recovering from COVID. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, on this All Saints Sunday, we remember those from our congregation who have died this past year. Helen Knebel. Alona Johnson. Keith Jurasovich. Ellen Rasmussen. Thomas Brady. David Prescott. Tamara Smith. Arlene Fors. Elsie Helwiggy. Tara Pratt. Dorothy Sullivan. Peg Emery. Kristen Ware. Tracy Boring. For whom else do the people pray? Doris Bergstrom. Moved by their witness and supported by their fellowship, may we run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and with them receive the unfading crown of glory. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Again, let us pray. Blessed are you, maker of all things. As you have entrusted us with all that you have created, now gather our gifts, nourish us with this sacrament, and send us to those who hunger and thirst for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, holy God, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death, and as he had promised, poured out your Holy Spirit of power and life upon the chosen disciples and upon us. At this, the whole world exults in boundless joy. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await Christ's coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God, and they are given freely to us, the people of God. Today, as I mentioned, we will be returning to communing at the altar. For those who are able to navigate the stairs, you may just come and kneel or stand before the altar to receive the bread in the form of a wafer. There are also gluten-free wafers available. If you should need that, please let your server know. And then take the cup. The outer rings are red wine, and the inner circle of each of the communion servers will be coming with are white grape juice. So take the appropriate one and eat and drink of this meal. However, should you have trouble navigating stairs, please come forward, sit in the front row, and the servers will come to you. So come, for all is now ready. Following worship service, the chorale and musicians may commune in the choir room. Dan is waiting for you if you haven't had a chance to do that. But now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen all of you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, most gracious God, that you have fed us with the bread of heaven and given us a foretaste of paradise. Enliven us to be your body in the world and to serve those who are in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And at this time, I'd like to call forward Eucharistic ministers, some of whom I know are at this service. Others will be at our later service. But I'm calling you forward as we consecrated the kits that will serve to bring communion to our brothers and sisters in Christ who are homebound. I want to have a final prayer of blessing. Also, just want to announce that following the service, there will be individual prayer opportunity available to you in our chapel. If you'd wish to take part of that, there will be a prayer minister to greet you. And finally, following the service, there is coffee and refreshments in the narthex. And we will have adult forum in the library, and children will be meeting in the godly playroom with David and me. So please check the bulletin for other announcements. There are a number of ones coming up that pertain to this coming week that I'd like you to be aware of. But now, receiving the benediction and the blessing for Gary and others who are being sent out on our behalf. Gracious God, whose mercy endures from generation to generation, as we have been fed and nourished at your table, so now bless those who go forth to share your word and sacrament with our sisters and brothers who are homebound. In your love and care, nourish and strengthen those to whom we bring this communion, that through the body and blood of Jesus Christ, they may know the hope of your promise coming to us in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thank you. Go in peace, serve the Lord.